Usually, in the weeks leading up to Passover, cleaning and koshering are the first rituals that come to mind. But this year, my initial thought was, I can't believe we're about to host another Zoom Seder. In a metaphoric rendering of our sacred Passover narrative of redemption, we remain in exile. Our Egypt has not ended. We are not experiencing liberation from this pandemic. Most years, as we act out Passover, we act out the final moments of our 400 years of slavery. This year, my attention is drawn to the previous 400 years, the time before God answered our cries and sent Moses back to Egypt with his staff and his brother. And I'm looking for strength and inspiration. In the 400 years before the onslaught of the plagues, the splitting of the sea, and the miraculous liberation from Egypt, the Israelites faced year after year of unrelenting slavery. We tend to avoid or gloss over this part of the narrative as if it were not important, as if we had no agency to direct how we lived our lives or sustained our community. But somehow our people managed to persevere. Around the turn of the 20th century, Rabbi Yisrael Meir Kagan offers his understanding of Exodus 15:13, which states, "In your kindness, you led this people that you redeemed." Rabbi Kagan explains, "The sages tell us that when the Jewish people were still in Egypt, they all assembled and sat down together, for all of them were like members of one tightly knit group. They made a covenant, all of them together, that each would bestow kindness upon the other." The verse from Exodus praises the kindness of God, and Rabbi Kagan beautifully inverts this to teach that God's kindness was inspired by that of the Israelites to one another. In the harshest moments of bitter slavery, when their exile did not end, when it drew on interminably, the Israelites all gathered as a community and committed to kindness. As slaves, they could not control much in their daily lives, but they could control how they treated one another. Rabbi Kagan teaches that it was this focused decision and determined practice of kindness that inspired God's redemptive kindness. May we embrace Rabbi Kagan's teaching about our ancestors as we face our current extended exile with no clear end in sight. We will not experience redemption from this pandemic by Passover. But in the meantime, we can bring chesed, loving kindness, more fully into the world. Perhaps this is our most important, most sacred task during this time of loss, isolation, and disruption: to increase compassion. At this time when we reflect on our historic redemption, may we recognize that our ability to show compassion to others is our greatest expression of freedom and humanity. I wish you many blessings for a healthy, joyful, and kosher Passover, where you are both the giver and the recipient of much kindness and compassion.